Tammy, first to me, you speaking, how may I help you?
Let me see, this is Zary. I saw the thing. I don't remember signing it. I feel like because of Michael, I'm going to take responsibility for it, because if I go another road, it's going to hurt him. I'm going to look into it and see. But I need to speak to the
Administrator.
People.
So give me one second. Let me see.
It's not from
you,
like from the insurance. Huh?
You said you want to speak to who? I'm sorry.
Well, the gentleman didn't call me. I guess he will call me whenever I feel like he wants to call me. But the insurance people who call you guys about all of this, they are the one who I need to speak to, because in this...
That's the client service coordinator that I spoke with earlier, Cassandra.
Yeah, so I'm going to call them, because it has to be looked at both ways, you know, because remember, I have him at my home. I don't want him in a nursing home. I don't want him in a nursing home. And he wouldn't have anywhere else to go. But it's also unfair to me that if he gets sick and goes in the hospital, I will not get paid. You understand me? And I can't get a part-time job and leave that job to come look after him. So I don't know if you understand what I'm saying to you.
Yeah, no, I understand.
So I have to speak to them, and I have to take the responsibility. I have to figure out somewhere to pay back the money. So whenever he calls me, I'll hear what he has to say to me, and then I'll take it from there.
And he will explain to you how, you know, like the payment plan.
Yeah, but honestly to God, I don't remember signing. It's 3 years ago, I'm not going to say I didn't sign it, but I did not remember it. But even if I did sign it and I did remember it, I probably would have argued the fact that because he's in my home and he relies solely on me. You see, you don't know Mr. Knight. The gentleman don't know Mr. Knight. The insurance people don't know him. He's a human being. And unfortunately, things have hit him that he lost everything because of his strokes and everything. And they don't know what you have to put up with when you're going to a nursing home. It's not a home. It's not a welcoming place. They treat people like nobody, because Mr. Knight was over there, and I have to go there and make so many complaints about them and report them, take pictures of all the things that was happening to Mr. Knight. So I think about it, and I said to myself, the goodness of my heart, I have to find a way out, but I want to talk to those people. So I'm going to say thank you, but I'm waiting on his call, all right? So you take care.
Not a problem.
All right,
okay,
then, bye-bye. Okay, all right.